Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 15, page Aleph Taf Reish Pei Zayin, page 1687. You can send us your questions to Kavda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 15, page Aleph Taf Reish Pei Zayin, page 1687. The construction of Nukva de Zer Anpin, item 1, the words of the Ari. Know that during the Ibur, during the conception of Zon in Ima Ila'a, Upper Ima, then Zer Anpin was only Vak, and the Nukva in the Bechina of one point included from ten, which is the Bechina of the Malchut in her only. And then, through the Ibur Yenika Mochin, the Bechina of Zer Anpin grew until it was completed into ten Sefirot as known.
Okay, so what is written here, the only thing I can say is that we're speaking about building the Nukba, which is the Malchut of all the Olamot, Malchut, which is the center point that is, we're talking about connection between all the souls, which are below the Parsa, shattered. That is when we call that the Malchut's bottom nine are below, and only her one point, her keter point with the light of nefesh, is above the parsa. And that's why it's saying that it's the p'chinat malchut of her. But malchut of the lights, and keter of the kelim, of the vessels. Item 2.
Indeed, the growth of malchut is only through כי אם העילה כאשר גידלה אותו, נתנה בו עוד כוח גידול למלכות.
זאת אומרת, מלכות...
Meaning, מלכות, everybody listen. מלכות, the created being, can't make any movement, any motion without Zer Anpin. She gets an awakening from him. She reacts correctly towards that awakening. And then he starts doing actions according to the extent of the awakening that Malchut brings him. Is that clear? Again, Zer Anpin gives awakening to Malchut. Malchut reacts. According to the reaction of the Malchut, Zer Anpin can work upon her. If it's a correct reaction, it works correctly, and to some extent. If it's a wrong reaction, it still works on the Malchut according to the wrong reaction, also to some extent, but it's always according to the reaction of the Malchut. After the shattering of the Malchut, the vessels, when Malchut became a point, all of the work now comes from above. As we say, they bestow on the created being, and the way it reacts, they keep bestowing on it, and reacts again and again. And in that way, they do it according to its reaction, in every state. We're speaking about Malchut, which is the connection between all the created beings, how they can connect and integrate in that same point of Keter in vessels and Malchut of lights. It's called the point of Keter. Here he calls it the point of Malchut. Is that clear? Yes.
What does it mean that there is the right response or not? What does it depend on?
It depends. It's a very good question. Because if Malchut was... If Malchut was, would react automatically, just out of herself, meaning according to the structure, so what do we have here? Zer Anpin gives her some kind of influence, she reacts, and then he influences again, so it's like a sold game, everything's understood. There are no such things in spirituality. There has to be freedom of choice on behalf of the Malchut to react in one way or another to Zer Anpin. And her choice is in connection. When Malchut is shattered between many of her pieces, as much as they are able, upon that shattering, to yearn for connection and to bring that deficiency to Zera Anpin, that they want to be in that longing. They're not able to. They understand, they attain, that they're not able to connect on their own, but they attain that the purpose of creation is through connection to attain Zera Anpin and be like him. To that extent, they can raise a deficiency called man to Zera Anpin, and Zera Anpin reacts back on them and starts correcting them. Yes.
How or in what Zera Anpin awakens Malchut? The first awakening.
It awakens Malchut in a way that Malchut awakens the shattered vessels which are closest to her, meaning the ones that are most prepared for connection. And then they start awaken towards connection. They might not know in the beginning connection or not, but they're drawn to something, drawn to Zera Anpin. The fact where we long to come to Kabbalah, revealing the Creator, the meaning of life, what is life that we have no idea what it is. It's Zera Anpin awakening Malchut, and we, the shattered vessels, are influenced by that Malchut, by the connection. But it's not clear to us what the connection is. We feel that it comes from the source, from something that we suddenly want to attain it. I want it. Why? Just like that. I want it. I got light and awakening from there, and I want it. And then, through the Malchut, I supposedly demand Zera Anpin, but you can't really demand them in such a way, spiritual world, meaning to go through the Parsa, from below up to Atzilut, attain the Creator, Zera Anpin. I can't do it, the one who awakens me. I, as a vessel, a will to receive, I yearn for the light, but I can't reach it. And on the way, there the connection in the Malchut is really against me, because I'm a shattered vessel. So the awakening we receive, the point in the heart, is an awakening from Zera Anpin. But the connection I have to react to back is against. It contradicts me. That's why it's called a point in the heart. And the rest of the desires are that I have to bring to connection. They are all against me. In me, there's a complete contradiction between my point in the heart and the heart. That the heart is all those qualities that I will need to ask for correction upon them in order to connect with the rest of the shattered vessels. Until the shattered vessels don't receive the form of the complete minimum 10 sefirot, it won't be a vessel to reveal the Creator in us. In us, meaning those same 10 parts. Yes.
So in fact, Malchut's response is always wrong. Because how can she have the right response? Because it's against her nature.
Right, correct. Malchut's reaction is never right, because she is under captivity in her ego, the will to receive, the shattered desires, but she awakens those desires to demand the light. And then gradually, by demanding the light, in order to receive, in order to enjoy, she demands that Anpin, and not connection at all. By that, she can still start to gradually get an influence by the upper light, and her vessels start gathering around that center point, meaning her qualities start, her desires start becoming formulated around the point in the heart in each one of those humans. And then gradually they start understanding and feeling in some way that they must be connected. It's a difficult problem. I think that is the most critical point. That we truly start understanding that connection on behalf of the vessels, that is the purpose. And the Creator is a result that is discovered in the correct connection. The correct form of connection is the Creator. That's it. So here, the upper light must work according to the deficiencies, the demands, and even not demands that come from the depth of the heart, but they still must come out here. Tapestry is okay, everybody understands what it is, but when we understand that we build him from our qualities, just if they're connected correctly, because actually what do we learn from the beginning of creation? That the light created the world to receive and imprinted in it gradually through the ladder of degrees, it imprinted its own form in the world to receive. So the world to receive has everything in it except for the correct connection. That if we receive that force from above, from our qualities that are already in us, which are called the vessels of Egypt, that we use them correctly, we make the form of the Creator from them, meaning we turn them into the holy vessels, the holy temple. Mushi, want to ask? No? Yes.
We spoke in the first part about the prayer. We heard that we do not know what the correct prayer is, but in the study of the Ten Sefirot, according to the text, can we demand for a true connection?
Everywhere we read, we only have to demand true connection and always turn to the Creator to make that connection for us. Doesn't matter in what way we are or what we understand. It's like a child that screams, cries, nothing's working. And the upper light comes and teaches him according to that same law. It also works on us. Okay? Bensi, what?
Why doesn't it ever say if we don't keep the law correctly, how the system works? Like, as you explained to Mark, we all always work in one direction automatically.
What you need me for? Actually, it seems to you like it'll help. Oh, so I pressured Rabash a lot of times about it, and I got all kinds of answers that he really wouldn't do anything for the others. Yeah, a lot. That it, like, calmed me down a bit. I understood something. I gave me some wisdom. Not like now, like I explained it in a rational way. Truthfully, I don't think it helps you advance. I understand that you are drawn to science, and you respect it. You ask about it, and I'm like that too. That's what I used to think also, but I used to. And don't think like that now. It won't help. That's called faith in the wise. We must do what's written and advance in that way. Our advancement depends. That's what's written, and we do it. Not because we want to be dumb. but on the contrary, because we want to work above our mind with the mind of the upper one. That I will be like him at one point, and I have no other way to advance but to going according to the upper one's thought. And that's why the upper one's thought or mind says that way, that's what I do. It says it's something else, I do that. Each one sees it according to his children. How they copy the adults. The grown-up does something, the child looks at him and does the same thing. Why? Nature. Nature, that's it. And if you do the same thing, you'll grow. Just like children grow, you will also grow to be great. Well, let's continue, okay? So, item two, let's read it again and then read below.
Item two, above. Indeed, the growth of Malchut is done only through Zeran Pin himself. Because Ima Ila'a, upper Ima, when she raised him, she gave him the strength to raise Malchut. And then came the Bechina of this Gidul of Malchut outside through Tiferet. And then Malchut grew as well until the purpose of her growth, which is until she too will be completed into complete 10 Sefirot.
I'm repeating. And although... Well, never mind. We'll see it below. Although the growth of the Malchut isn't only by the middle, Zeranpin. Zeranpin is always the middle. He is called Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is called the Great. There's like a problem here that we don't understand yet how to understand it. But Malchut supposedly attains the upper. It attains the Binah. When Malchut is along together with Zeranpin in the upper Ima. So then, he says that even though Malchut is with Bina and Imaila, she can grow only by the middle, Zeranpin itself, meaning only Zeranpin always controls her. Because the upper Ima that raised Zeranpin gave him more forces to raise the Malchut, that he will take care of her. And afterwards, the Pchina of that growth of Malchut came out with Zeranpin, with Tiferet. Zeranpin is called Tiferet, we know that. And then the Malchut grows until her final growth stage. Until she is completed to 10 Sefirot herself. And she becomes great as he is. Well, let's see what is going on here.
In two inner light, the growth of Malchut is only by the means of Zeranpin himself, because the upper Ima, when she raised him, she gave him an additional force to raise Malchut. We need to remember here what is explained here in part 9 about a matter of raising the Nukva and the first and second man, and the matter of the elder son that takes twice as much, because this whole part is needed to copy and repeat in each and every line here, if it was possible. There it was explained in the words of Dari that the beginning of the construction of the Nukva begins after Zeranpin became completely great. As written there in Inner Light, when Zeranpin raises his Achap by his incorporation in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, called the second Ibur, then also Galgalta Einaim of Nukva rises, which is cleaved to those Achap of Zeranpin, which is called Man of Nukva. And there they receive a zivug together with Man of Zeranpin, and they emerge over them in a Echal of Abba Ve'ima, 2 degrees of 10 Sefirot. 1. the degree of 10 sefirot over the man of Zer Anpin. The second, the degree of the 10 sefirot over the man of Nukva. However, the Nukva is unworthy of receiving there her degree, and she has to receive from Zer Anpin after he was born and came to his place. And therefore, the man of Nukva are not depicted there in the Bechina of Ibur for the purpose of Nukva, and therefore they are called the first man. And this is because that Zivug was only for Zer Anpin, as written there.
Questions on what is written here? Clear. Yes or no? Meaning Zer Anpin and Malchut ascend together, or we can say that Zer Anpin raises the Malchut to Ima, to Nukba. Why? Because in Malchut there's a deficiency to grow. She demands from Zer Anpin. Where does she have a deficiency to grow? By Zer Anpin supplying it first. That's the plan of creation. The lights go down, and the created beings have to attain them at one point. It awakens them. So Malchut awakens and asks Zer Anpin. Zer Anpin takes the Malchut's deficiency and ascends to Ima, because he himself is small. He can't give birth. He doesn't know what to do with his deficiency. Ima gives Zer Anpin what he asks for, but Malchut's deficiency, clothed in Zer Anpin's deficiency, appears in Ima. And then Ima gives Zer Anpin deficiency that in it is the deficiency of the Malchut. Her reaction, what they are asking for, Zer Anpin returns to its place, becomes big, gadlut on his deficiency, because he had a deficiency because of Malchut. He himself doesn't want it. And when he is big, he gives Malchut from his gadlut what she needs. That is what usually happens. Here we will see that suddenly something else happens, that Malchut, when she is in Bina, so why does she have to receive through Zer Anpin? She is now in Bina, and Malchut and Bina always have a special connection, and so on. There's like this scrutiny here in the system, a correction in the system of connection between Malchut and Bina through Zer Anpin. And that is what we call Kidrug HaYareach, the addition of correction in Malchut that has to be in Malchut, that she will be lacking from Bina in order to reach the Keter. We'll learn about it. These things are very delicate here. If we learn this part here, we can see all of Tess, all of the wisdom of Kabbalah, all of creation. You'll see. If we'll be able to advance in this. Yes, Amnon.
The gadlut always stems as a result of the demand from below, or?
There is no demand from below, ever. Never. The will to receive wants to be dust. But what it wants is only by the light.
But we see that Malchut demands from Zer Anpin.
Doesn't awaken by itself the will to receive.
So how does it work?
When she awakens to demand, she already got that awakening from above.
But why Zer Anpin has to rise to Zer Anpin as in request if there is no demand from below?
Because she received previously a certain awakening, and that's why she awakens to ascend to Zer Anpin, that from him she wants to get gadlut. I am the first and I am the last. That's what is written. That in every awakening and its beginning, the Creator is already there. Give it to Gil.
Rav, you just explained that Malchut does have some relationship with Bina, and in other places it is reminded as if she receives directly from Bina. But I remember that in the past you said that the connection is always through Zer Anpin. She never has a connection with Bina. So can you explain it? Because now you did say she is connected directly to Bina.
Not connected directly. Connected directly meaning I'm sending something to you through a messenger, a mailman, some package. So you have connection with him or with me? You receive it from him. But what I send you, I'm paying him. He has work, he has an incentive to give you what I want you to receive. Everything was organized from above in a way that all the connection between the Paltzufim will be in a way that we think that, I don't know, it's hard to explain this. Bina, when it gives Zer Anpin light, this light brings Zer Anpin, first of all, it descends back to a place, it becomes big, gadol, gadlut, to the extent of what it took from Ima and what it has to give to Malchut. Meaning, all of this form, this addition of what he's performing now, it's not his. He himself remains himself. But it's like a woman when she becomes pregnant, that stomach, that's for the baby. Same way Zer Anpin. How do you call it? Zer Anpin is pregnant. That's what's happening. Everything on the account of the Malchut. But Bina knows what deficiency she has to give Zer Anpin and what will be born in Malchut as a result. Where does it come from? Because she gave birth to Zer Anpin and Malchut and all those things from Tzimtzum Bet, what happened in Nekudot the Sag. Not even in the Olam HaNikudim, where there was a connection between Bina, which is the Paltzuf HaSag, and Malchut, which is Neideak. And from here, there's already a deep connection between Malchut and Bina. How, by Bina, you can correct Malchut to become like Keter.
So Bina still has a feeling, Malchut still has a feeling of Bina, or she can only feel Zer Anpin?
No, Malchut has a connection with Bina. She yearns to reach Bina. And Tzimtzum Bet, she ascends to Bina, of course. It's not, we say it that Bina is called first hay and Malchut is called lower hay. In Bina, there is the quality of Keter, and in Malchut, it's also the quality of Keter, only in an opposite way. And the Chochmah and Zer Anpin, which is called Arich Anpin and Zeir Anpin, it's only in order to give an expression to the quality of Isto, which is in Keter, in Bina, and in Malchut.
What Malchut receives from Bina through Zer Anpin, she receives it, it's been processed by Zer Anpin, right?
Yes, of course.
So what does he do so Malchut will be able to receive that?
That she'll be suitable for him.
So although she longs for Bina, she has to adapt herself to Zer Anpin.
And they are both contradicting, and that's why they can complete each other. And Gemar Tikkun is when Zon are face to face in Zivug de Lopasik, in the degree of Arich Anpin, where it's also Bina and Chochma are both equal, like Abba Veimailain. Zivug Shalem. And we'll go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לדעת לגלות עולם נסתר והוא היד. יש כאלה אנשים להם חיכית והם רואים את מה שאף אחד לא רואה. יש לי שאלה גדולה, איך הגיע לגלות מה שגילו, איך להניע. תבחר לך סביבה טובה ותגיע ותגלה לך עולם מושלם שנעלם. את עולמך תראה בחייך, את עולמך בחייך. עוד בעולם הזה תראה את עולמך. באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לצמוח, להשתנות ולגלות ולא לברוח. והגילוי שמחכה איתי לשמוח, דרך חברים עוד תגלה נפלאות. את עולמך תראה בחייך, את עולמך תראה בחייך. עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך.